And now, James Gravel.
In two previous presentations, we noted that faithful Christians sometimes suffer for no reason other than the fact that they are Christians. However, the fact that Christians do suffer is not as important as how they handle that suffering. In 1 Peter 1, 6-9, Peter pointed out that Christians, in their various trials, can bring praise, honor, and glory to Christ. However, we can do that only if we handle our suffering or persecution properly. Is that not what Paul was trying to get across when he said, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us"? Romans 8, verse 18. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, Paul wrote, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." Or to put it another way, heaven will surely be worth it all. How do we know that? Listen to the beautiful assessment of the Apostle John in Revelation 7, verses 14 through 17. "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne dwells among them, and they neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." On occasion, we likely will have to endure various types of suffering or persecution that come to us through no fault of our own. However, when that happens, we need to remember that the time is coming for Christians when, if we have remained faithful to God, He will say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Matthew 25, verse 21. He then will wipe away every tear from our eyes, which should make us want to cry out, "Lord, hasten the day." One of the greatest joys of Christianity is the promise of eternal life in heaven.